Hey, if I say I know the mayor, does that get me out of jury duty?
No. Ah!
It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Fairbanks, welcome to our locally produced show, Fairbanks Foodies. On this show, we look at restaurants you can visit, meals you can produce, beverages you can create, the fun you can have with your food, friends, and family here in Fairbanks, Alaska. It's our fourth year of doing Fairbanks Foodies. We're the OG on Saturday, the original. We have a great lineup for you on Saturdays from the morning to the mid-afternoon. Proud to be a part of it. We enjoy ourselves. Hopefully you're enjoying your beautiful weather this March. It's one of my favorite months. We get to cook outside, inside, the whole gamut. But Easter is coming soon. So if you haven't made plans for Easter, be it your own menu at home, or if you want to go out to an Easter brunch, you better make your reservations this afternoon. Simple as that. So I have in the studio here with me a very good friend, a better cook than me, but we're not going to tell her that. Nadine Winters, how you doing, Nadine?
I'm good, thanks.
You enjoying yourself?
I am, as always.
Where did we just go eat?
We went to the Blue Roof.
And isn't that incredible?
Yes, it's incredible. And this, I just have to say, the special today was excellent because it included shrimp and sausage, and how can you go wrong?
What was the special?
It was tacos.
Southwest tacos with shrimp. And sausage.
Yeah, and I think it was andouille sausage. It was very good.
Oh.
One of my favorite things, a green sauce. Mm-hmm. I'm a big believer. You know, just basically it tasted to me like it had some cilantro and jalapenos in there, olive oil. Very good.
A little bit of heat.
Yeah, a little bit of heat.
Just enough heat.
Mm-hmm. Just to notice.
And they let you choose your side. You know, we ordered the same exact thing.
Yeah, that's unusual. But
we had the French fries with the crack salt.
It is crack salt,
That's what Carla calls it.
Yeah, it's crack salt.
And, you know, you get in there, your food, you've got to stand, you stand in line to order. You look at the menu board, and you have the toughest decision you have to make during the day.
Yes.
What are you going to have there?
Yes, and then what you're going to have for your side. And then, just want to say, with the French fries, they have chipotle ketchup, and they have that, which, you know.
We had the same exact thing, only I got the extra
soup.
Chicken soup.
Yeah, was it good? I didn't taste it.
It was good.
Yeah.
It wasn't a chicken noodle. It was a chicken soup, thick.
Oh, creamy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you haven't been to the Blue Roof, Old Stees, between Farewell and College Road, take a right on, 40 Mile?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And down there, and you'll see this building with a blue roof on the right.
Yes.
And that's why it's called the Blue Roof. And they have a great menu. They really do.
Excellent. And they have vegetarian and vegan entrees as well. So for any whatever your taste is.
They have bites, you know, if you want jalapeno boats, a cheesy black bean bowl, fries, quesadilla, chicken skewers. One of my favorites is the chicken and black bean empanada. Ooh. Then you go into their regular stuff. They have the Sonoran hot dog. I don't eat this, but I guess people like it. Smoked salmon sliders.
Oh, that's right. You and fish.
I don't eat fish, but that's not for me to condemn.
Something that's very tasty.
Exactly.
If you had any taste.
But I will get their garlic grilled cheese.
Yes. Yes.
And they have a good BLT. But they have that.
They have some pasta dishes. They have a bacon mac and cheese that's pretty good if you really want to do starch grams.
They got a great bacon burger there.
Oh, I haven't.
They call it the Union Ches Burger. So we're coming up with Easter. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are Easter is great because it's a no-pressure holiday, but you get to eat and drink. And you can, it's a no-pressure holiday, but you get to eat and drink. Spring's coming, you know, it's like pretty soon we'll be gardening and eating fresh vegetables. I think the big thing for Easter is protein, you know, and I'm kind of a protein person anyway. But It's great to do lamb. I think a lot of people do ham traditionally on Easter, but lamb is also excellent, and so is like any kind of big, you know, nice cut of beef.
I'm a lamb person. I've never really liked ham. I like pork, but I don't like the ham. It's just too
salty.
Yeah. It's too dominating with that taste.
Yeah, and there's it's like I agree.
If you were going to cook lamb on Easter, because we have Easter every year.
Yes.
And this year it's on March 30th.
Oh, that's early.
Yeah. How would you do it?
I would say simple. This is what I would do. I would do salt and pepper, maybe some rosemary and garlic.
What type of lamb?
Rack.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a rack girl. Because okay. I think anything with keep the bone in, it's just got a better flavor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not good at presentation. You can also make it look really pretty. Mm-hmm. But I just think cooking anything with the bone in, you're going to end up with a better taste. So rack, you know, probably put it in a high temp for 10, 15 minutes and then kind of lower and slower. And for me, the lamb, one of the best parts of it is that I'm a big green sauce person. I make lots of different sauces that with an olive oil base and has various things. And I make mint sauce that's,
ooh.
And it's nothing like that you buy in the store. It actually is, it's savory, but it's minty.
Sugar.
And yes. And it is just, you could just kind of bathe in it. It's so
good. How do you go about creating the mint sauce?
Basically, got to have a Cuisinart or something because I don't like to chop all that stuff. Basically, Italian parsley, mint, garlic. You can either roast the garlic but I don't think you need it for this. Probably a little bit of red pepper flakes in there. And lemon rind is good. You just want to kind of give that a nice little lilt. And so you kind of chop all that stuff in a Cuisinart and drizzle olive oil in as you run in the Cuisinart. And I will tell you, this might sound weird to some people, but I actually usually get 2 or 3 anchovy fillets and rinse them off and dump them in there. Because you'll never know there's an anchovy in there, but it gives this umami kind of flavor that is just very, very addictive.
It's a salt.
It's a salt. It's not a fish. I mean, it is a fish, but it
isn't. But
it's a salt. And that's where you get your salt and then olive oil. And so it's a kind of, it's not super smooth. You don't have to like totally puree it, but it is just delightful. It's delightful on any meat, actually.
You know, since you're a lamb rack person, I'm a leg of lamb guy.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, and what I like about it is you can smoke it, roast it, grill it. You know, offset grill, and you can when you're cutting it, some's going to be medium rare, some's going to be medium.
Oh,
so
you can keep everybody happy.
Person likes and you can stuff it.
Oh, versatile.
Yeah, and you can take it. And put it in a nice marinade. You know, a red wine marinade works real well with some garlic in there, maybe some shallot.
Oh, yes.
And of course, the rosemary. Oh,
yeah.
you have to have
rosemary with lamb, yeah.
You do. It's just God's gift to lamb is rosemary.
It's like salt and pepper, rosemary and lamb.
And then depending, you know, I try not to smoke it with a heavy wood. I'm more of a cherry, you know, a light smoked fruit wood.
Does it? I'm just curious because lamb is, does it stay tender when you smoke it?
If you do it low, slow. And what you're doing is you're basting a lot.
Okay.
So you're making up a baste and you're doing that. So it all works. It all works.
Mm-hmm.
And what the heck? So also. What I also like making for Easter, you know, the Easter brunch. Mm. The Easter brunch you create for everyone. That rack of lamb, you know, the leg of lamb, whatever your lamb is.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking about 8 to 10 people coming over.
Mm-hmm.
What I like to do is I like to make the red potatoes. And what I like to do is I like to take them and you wash them up. You quarter them, and I put vegetable oil on them. Then I put my flavors, my granulated garlic, my onion powder, salt, pepper. And then what I'll do is I will bake it at 400 degrees for about 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Then I pull it out, and I sear it. So I do a bake, then a sear to get the exterior of the potatoes.
Crispy?
Nice and crisp.
Like under the broiler?
No. It's on top.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
oh.
In your saute pan with vegetable oil.
Okay.
And it's just a great combination, a great texture. And it says, oh, boy. So I like doing that. Then what I also like doing for everyone is making sliders. I get the Hawaiian rolls.
And they're a little sweet.
And I cut them, and I'm going to make sandwiches. And I put them in a 9-inch by 13-inch baking tray.
Right.
And so what I'll do is I'll on the first level, you know, you take off the top, you cut it horizontally, take off the top, put it in the baking tray, and on the bottom I'll put a cheese. You want cheddar, you want provolone, you want a Swiss. And then what I'll do is I'll cook up some onion, some chopped up bacon, and some sausage.
Oh, my goodness.
In one, but I'll also cook up a light eggs, scrambled eggs, you know, just light. And I'll cover it, the whole thing with the eggs, and then I'll put in the sausage, that. Then on top of that, you're thinking of other things, so like tomatoes on top, a layer of tomatoes, and then another layer of cheese.
Oh, my goodness.
And I put it in the oven for at 400 degrees for about 15, 20 minutes, and you pull it out, and you have finished slider sandwiches.
Wow.
Then you take out your knife, and you carve out you go horizontal, then horizontal again, and you're carving out individual slider sandwiches for everyone.
Oh, wow.
And there's many variations you can do with that. You know, you want to go southwest, you're putting in some...
I can spice up those onions and put some peppers in there and put
there's
some cumin.
There's so many ways
cumin.
You can take it. But it's with the King's Hawaiian bread rolls.
There you go.
That's where you start.
And I wouldn't have thought, because that's another thing is if you have a bunch of people over and you put that whole pan in there, you have everything coming out hot and beautiful at the same time. You don't have to, the prep's already done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be good for company.
So just a good way to do that. Then you have to have a beverage. Mimosas. Mimosa on Easter.
Yeah.
And, you know, your basic mimosas, you know, a champagne and OJ, and I go a 70-30, 70% champagne, 30%. And then, or you can do the mimosas and throw in your berries in there.
Make it look pretty.
And throw in the berries in there, the blackberry, the sliced
strawberries.
Yeah.
Raspberry would be good. Yeah. Yeah, I've never done a mimosa. But we do have them drink lots of champagne. Like I said, it's a day to eat and drink and celebrate spring.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you know? And the thing what always gets me about Easter is you never know what day it's going to be on.
I know.
It's based on a lunar cycle.
I know. Yeah, it's like, yeah, well, and like I was surprised, wasn't paying attention. I didn't realize it was that early this year.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then you can have all your sides. And the other thing about Easter is, you know, kind of it lends itself, you know, to sweets, you know, so you can do some good desserts. Good desserts.
Well, give me a dessert.
So with that, if I did meat like that, I would make do lemon chiffon pie. Because it's kind of excellent on any day of the year, but it's kind of lighter after you've had, like, you know, kind of more heavier meal. And Cook's Country or Cook's Illustrated, they're very, you know, very technical recipes. Best recipe for that on the planet. Make your own lemon curd. And the chiffon part is just light and citrusy. It's just very, very good.
You see, I'm a guy, so I'm going to give you the guy secret to the Easter dessert.
What is it?
Going to Costco and getting the tiramisu. Guys, listen to me now. You're in charge of the dessert. Just say, everyone, I got dessert. Go to Costco, get the tiramisu. You'll be a hero.
Yeah, that's a very guy thing. I'm like, make a pie. It's highly technical.
I know.
Yeah.
Fairbanks, with that, we're going to take a break. Hear from our wonderful sponsors. We'll be back after these messages.
Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great gluten-free meal at Ivory Jack's for Gluten-Free Thursdays, complete with gluten-free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand. So you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley. Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free. It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net. Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer, located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door. Opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome. Awesome. Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Welcome to Fairbanks Foodies. I hope you're having a great afternoon. It's beautiful weather out there. I'm sitting here in a studio, purple padded room, with North Korean equipment with Nadine Winters, and we're talking good food. Again, we're on desserts for Easter, and I gave the go to Costco and get the tiramisu, but here's my second go-to one. Vanilla bean ice cream, a nice good-sized cup of it, mm-hmm. and a tablespoon of cognac on top. And it's great. Oh, it's great.
Really? I would not have thought that.
Forget about that chocolate Hershey stuff or caramel.
Caramel, yeah.
It's like you said, it's a day to drink and eat.
Yeah, there you go. And you get it in one. You get drink and eat in one combination.
Yeah, it's combo. You're finishing it all off.
You can light it. You can flame it. Yeah. Well, maybe not.
not the ice cream.
Yeah, no. Okay. Yeah.
So tell me about some of the restaurants you enjoy.
Well, I would just, I have to say last night I went out to eat and I went to Bon Thai, which is not my normal Thai go-to place, but mm-hmm. It was excellent, and they had a thing on the menu I never even knew existed. I had avocado curry, and I was like, "Well, what the heck's that?" I never even didn't know it was a thing, so I ordered it, and it was really, really good. I could have licked the plate, and it was just
that's good. You could have had thirds.
I could have. It was because it's basically a green curry, but just the right amount of heat. And then, I kind of assumed that the avocado would like be pureed in the curry, but it wasn't. And it was just chunks of avocado, and there was, I had like protein, so I had chicken in there as well. It was just very, very good, very, very good curry, very good.
How many Thai food restaurants do we have in town? Every month we're opening up another one. There's a Chef Thai,
mm-hmm. Thai House, Lemongrass.
There's 30 of them. There's 30 Thai restaurants.
Are there really
places that you can go get Thai food at? It'd be a drive-through.
Wow.
Restaurant, wow. Place that serve Thai food.
Mm-hmm. 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 Well, and here's the thing about Thai food. Whatever entree you order, you got servings of vegetables in there. You know, I always feel it's guilt-free. There's like tons of vegetables, and it tastes good.
That last place we went to, mm-hmm. besides the Blue Roof, was that new Thai restaurant, or Thai, whatever it was, on the South Cushman,
oh,
red building,
right.
about 16th
down
Avenue.
There. Oh, that's right. And did I get soup? I think I did.
Thai, Korean.
Yeah, it was kind of a fusion place.
Yeah.
It
was good.
That was very good. It was very good. Yeah, I think most all of them in Fairbanks are. They're pretty good.
You know, it's interesting. I love pasta. I love food. I love everything but fish. I love crustaceans. I like shrimp, scallops, mm-hmm. scampi.
Yep.
Oh, but
crab.
I like crab. Mm-hmm. I like crab.
Oh, you don't love it. It's too expensive not to get it. Yeah. You don't love it.
Yeah. But I so enjoy pasta. Uh-huh. I mean, I love pasta. Mm-hmm. And I got to have pasta once a weekend. So I went out to the Greens restaurant. I had their mac and cheese pasta. And what they do is they give you a combination of scallops, shrimp, and about 4 ounces of top sirloin mm-hmm. steak.
Mm-hmm.
They ask you how you want your steak cooked.
Oh, good.
And it's a double cheese sauce in there. I don't know exactly what it is, but it works.
Oh, really?
It all works together here.
Huh.
You know, the first thing I took a bite of was shrimp. Like, oh, my God, this is great. I mean, this is great. Then I saw the scallops in there. Oh, my goodness, yes. Yeah. And on top of it is the steak. So you know you got that. And they've already just about, they've sliced it.
Very thin.
Not all the way through for you on individual bites, but about 90%.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just taking your knife and just doing a quick slice, and you got a big bite that you can cut into two.
Mm, that sounds lovely.
It's creamy. It's with a penne pasta. And it all just worked right. It's just like, wow, I could have licked the bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's going to be. Oh, actually, I'm going there next week. I'm going to remember that.
Yeah. And, you know, had a nice Pinot Grigio with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Speaking, I just have to, as an aside, you love pasta. We're talking about Korean. I actually have this love. One of these days I'll make it for you. It's kimchi udon.
Ooh.
Udon noodles, and it has, yeah. And the sauce is kimchi. And a lot of people say kimchi. Man, you put it. This kimchi sauce for pasta is just stunningly good.
Now, you've been my guide to Korean cooking,
mm-hmm.
Korean
love
food.
It. Love it.
Now, what gets me is your favorite Korean restaurant is in the basement of the old Pan American Airways building, which is now a bowling alley.
I know. Yep.
And you go downstairs and you go through the beaded kitchen doors.
Yes.
And you walk in,
mm-hmm.
and you're surprised.
Yeah.
It's clean.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
service is impeccable.
It is impeccable. It's the food. I mean, the food.
Amazing food.
Amazing. Amazing.
And you never hear them advertising.
No. And in the summer, it's interesting. They'll have table set for like 20 people. And
yeah.
And then the other cool thing about there is when you get lunch or dinner, you get all these in like little tiny serving things with various pickled vegetables.
You brought me through all that.
And it was like, and it's like, boy, talk about, you know, I mean, that just comes with your meal. And even that in itself is excellent.
You know, it's my, what I call my Fight Club restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
First rule of Fight Club, don't talk about Fight Club. First rule of the restaurant, don't talk about the restaurant. So I'm breaking the rule here.
Yeah.
Because they have an extensive menu,
mm-hmm.
depending what you want and how you want it. But their service and their food, mm-hmm. both are such good quality.
Oh, yeah, they're excellent. During the pandemic, there was a couple restaurants in town that I just started ordering takeout because I wanted to make sure they were still here at the end of it. Mm-hmm. And that was my number one.
We got to give a shout out to Benny Lynn at the Pagoda.
Ah, yes.
35 years.
Oh, yeah. And
35 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Salt and pepper shrimp there. Just saying.
Oh,
man. Salt and pepper shrimp.
Really? That's yours?
Mm-hmm. Very good.
My favorite is whatever he brings me.
Yeah. Very good food.
Yeah. My goodness. It's interesting, North Pole, you know, they have the ale house out there now with good billiards, and they'll always have a food truck or two. They'll always have a food truck there at the ale house.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I love food trucks.
What are some of your favorite food trucks?
Well, I have to say, I like it when you go to a city and there's food truck parks.
Yes.
And so, like, I've been to the one in Atlanta, the one in Portland, and my son lives in Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have a food truck park, and it works perfectly because you got little kids, and we all want different things. And so you just park your car, and then everyone gets a different meal. So that diversity is really nice.
On Noble Street, on about 12th and Noble, there's going to be a little food truck park there.
Oh, I will be there.
About two or three food trucks will be in there. It'll be this summer.
Yeah.
So Fairbanks, go down Noble Street. It'll be on the eastern side.
Mm-hmm.
Look for the food trucks when they're parked in there. And that should be a lot of fun. Now, here's one for you. If you like beer, if you like good beer, Lat 65.
Is that the old racquetball place?
Yeah, old Alaska Club.
Oh, okay.
But what they now have is they have this kitchen in there, and they have frozen smoked barbecue as the restaurant in there. And so you can't see the restaurant when you're in mm-hmm. the brewery.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a little kiosk there where you can go up there and order from a person,
mm-hmm.
and they take your money and they give you the buzzer. And then, boom, you get their food there. I went in there on a Thursday, and it was packed. I was sitting along the wall. and I ordered a peanut butter burger.
A peanut butter burger?
A peanut butter burger.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the food within 7 minutes of the order with a packed place.
Oh.
And Ted Long, he's the one who runs it and owns it.
Yeah.
Great guy. Great food. And I've never had a peanut butter burger before.
No.
And it was fantastic.
Really?
It was fantastic.
Huh. Huh. I always think chicken with, like, you know, chicken satay and stuff like that. I never would have thought of it. Huh.
And what you do there, he gives you two smash burgers. Each smash burger, the patties are 3 ounces.
Okay.
And so they're basically in a meatball, and he smashes them on the griddle.
Yeah.
And you get two of those, and you get the cheese on each of the smash patties, mm-hmm. burgers. And then you get the soft bun, and you get the lettuce, the onion, the uh-huh. tomato. And it's, you know, when it's all said and done, it's about an inch and a half thick of stuff between the buns.
Uh-huh.
And it's just good.
Wow. I'll have to try that. This seems oriental to me, but yeah.
And at the same time, you're drinking good beer.
Yeah, Fairbanks does love his beer.
I know.
We like our beer.
I know.
I like all those foo-foo beers, like you get at Silver Gulch, the cranberry beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, tasty. And I figure it has vitamin C in it from the cranberry, so it's guilt-free.
You see, I don't eat fish, and I don't eat the foo-foo beers. If you're putting,
I like foo-foo beers.
If you're putting citrus in my beer,
mm-hmm.
I'm not drinking the beer.
Yeah, well, I'm a girl, you know.
I know. Well, that's okay. That's okay. You know, there's, you know, I'm of the dying breed here. I understand, you know. But you can also get root beer there. They
mm-hmm.
have sodas there. You know, all meat there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's you know, Fairbanks has a very diverse,
we do,
but deep food culture.
Well, yeah, because you think about our population, relatively speaking, is pretty small, 100,000, give or take a few thousand.
Yeah.
You know, but then think of how many, like even how many Thai, how many sushi places we have.
Yep.
I know, of course, you're not going to like that, but
not a bit, but
I do. I like it quite a bit. Yeah, and then just think about it. We actually do have a very, very diverse food community.
You can go get sushi at Fred Meyer's.
Yeah, I actually did that the other day for lunch.
How was that?
Not as good as a restaurant, but it was certainly adequate for lunch. Put enough wasabi and soy sauce. No, it was actually good.
So where do you like to get Eggs Benedict at?
Salty's or Cookie Jar.
I agree.
I would say Salty's or Cookie. Both of them are very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love Eggs Benedict. It's just that.
So do I.
It's a hollandaise sauce, you know?
So do I.
It's just, come on. And it's not, yeah, yeah. But I'd say Salty's or Cookie Jar. Best for that.
You know, I so enjoy the breakfasts at Salty's. It's the whole atmosphere.
Yep.
You know, it's, you're in a bar.
Mm-hmm. There's some creative things on there, like the avocado toast is excellent as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The crab.
Yep.
You know, it just.
Yeah. They have some very creative breakfasts.
They have a great extensive breakfast menu.
Mm-hmm.
That's till 2 p.m.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nadine.
Happy Easter.
That's our show.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to be doing for Easter? Do you know yet?
I don't know yet. It'll involve food and drink. So I'm not sure if I'm cooking it or somebody else.
A plethora of food and beverages.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well,
yeah. Starting early and lasting late.
I'm trying to get the greens to be open for Easter,
Brunch.
And I was out there saying, you know, when I was having my mac and cheese,
are
you going to be open for Easter? We don't know. We haven't made that decision yet.
Oh.
I go, well, let me be the first person who signs up. So
yeah.
If they're open, I got a noon schedule. If not, I'm going to be making
lamb. Yes. Yep.
Fairbanks, you have a great Saturday. It was great talking to you. Enjoy the weather. Get out there. Start using your barbecue. It's that
yes.
time of year. That's what we do. And I will see you next Saturday. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.